From the newsroom, I'm Rich Petschke. Three earthquakes hit the Humboldt area Thursday. According to the United States Geological Survey, the first quake hit around 9 a.m. with a 4.6 magnitude and was around 10 miles west of Humboldt Hill. Around 8 p.m., a quake with a 4.7 magnitude was centered around 13.5 miles northwest of Petrolia. Less than 10 minutes later, a 3.0 quake struck near the same area. Tsunami warnings were not issued. A search warrant executed Wednesday at a residence near Fernbridge results in the confiscation of methamphetamine, along with the arrest of one person. According to a news release, special agents with the Drug Task Force, with assistance from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and Humboldt County District Attorney's Office K-9, served a search warrant at multiple travel trailers located off Singley Bar Road. Agents located approximately 3 pounds of methamphetamine, packaging materials, a digital scale, and a stolen semi-automatic pistol. Misael Aoma Roque faces charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance for sale, and being armed while in possession of a controlled substance. He is being held in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. On Thursday, the House of Representatives passed a six-month spending plan totaling $1.6 trillion, but one of the dissenters was 2nd District Congressman Jared Huffman. In a statement, the Democrats said he voted no because there was no provision for protecting the thousands of Dreamers here in the United States, along with the increase in military spending that the budget had proposed, and no action being taken in the measure regarding gun control. Huffman added, while there was some good provisions in the bill, the shortcomings were too great to merit his support. Pacific Gas and Electric Company revealed its comprehensive community wildfire safety program on Thursday. The utility says it is working in close coordination with first responders, civic and community leaders, and customers on the program, with the goal of having an immediate impact on reducing wildfire threats and improving safety in advance of the start of the wildfire season in northern and central California. The program focuses on bolstering wildfire prevention and emergency response efforts, working with customers and first responders to put in place new and enhanced safety measures, and doing more over the long term to harden the electrical system to help reduce wildfire threats and to keep customers safe. With news, I'm Rich Petschke.